That was Helter Skelter. Of course, the song has been associated with Charles Manson and the Tate-LaBianca murders, but in reality, there's no connection. The song itself was inspired by Pete Townsend writing about I Can See for Miles. It was a Who recording saying it was the raunchiest song in rock and roll. Paul McCartney had read this and thought, I can do better. He was actually disappointed when he actually heard the track I Can See for Miles because it didn't really sound as raunchy as he thought it would.
and I went into a dream. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the hole.
Started out with A Day in the Life. It's interesting, A Day in the Life was off the Sgt. Pepper album, and it's really actually two incomplete songs. Some of the things they mention in there is the English Army won the war. That was, of course, a reference to John Lennon being in the movie How I Won the War. And Blew His Mind Out in a Car, they were referring to a friend of theirs, Tara Brown, an Irish friend who was killed in a car crash. Of course, the next song was Help, and John Lennon actually claims that this is one of his favorite tracks, as it was a real cry for help at the time. The only regret he has is that they turned it into a poppy hit, when really he wanted it to sound more Dylan-esque. And finally we had Something, which is a George Harrison composition. And George Harrison talks about how there was just a break in production. Paul McCartney was doing some overdubbing. So he had decided to go to another studio and wrote Something on the piano. He claims that it's his most popular song, which it probably is, and that his favorite version of it is James Brown.
You tell lies thinking I can't see. You can't cry cause you're laughing at me. I'm down.
Down. Hi, this is The Wolfman. CFIS-FM features a weekly showcase dedicated to local musicians. Homegrown, Friday night from 6 to 8. Homegrown features music and interviews from local artists performing and recording in our area. You will hear an eclectic mix of softer and heavier sounds from the region's finest musicians, spanning over 30 years of recordings. Check it out. Homegrown, Friday night from 6 to 8. Only here on 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy this evening. Fog patches developing after midnight, a low of 2. Friday morning fog patches, then a mix of sun and cloud. Wind to the south of 20K starting in the afternoon, a high of 19. On Friday night, clear. Fog patches developing after midnight. South winds becoming light in the evening with a low of 3.
Remembering the past, this is 93.1.
Just for today, is that part of your philosophy?
Yeah, it is, but that really is Alcoholics Anonymous.
That's where it came from, isn't it?
Yeah, I got some friends who don't drink because they were alcoholics. Mm. And because I'm not an alcoholic, I can drink enormous quantities of it. It's funny, isn't it?
No,
it's just a joke. But no, I had these friends, and this guy just said, oh, here's the little thing that we give out in AA, and it's called Just for Today, and it says about trying not to deal with all life's problems, you know, just to live one day at a time, basically.
So that part of your
life? And so I wrote the song based on that, because I think it's good for me to remember, you know, I don't think you have to be an alcoholic, just to for that, to be reminded of that, you know, it's like to just say to breathe out, and just take each moment as it comes and not get all wound up thinking, worrying about what we're going to do tomorrow and like that.
Just for today, I could try to live through this day only. Just for today, if just for one night to live
It's a rock and roll album by the title, and none of which I wrote. It's all, you might call it oldies but goldies. I was calling it oldies but moldies when I was making it. And some of them are, quite a lot of them are cuts I was singing when I was 15. That's around 1955. Some of them are the first songs I ever learnt that were rock and roll. Gene Vincent's Bebopalula, one of the first songs I ever sang. And the first day I sang it in public with a real band is the day I met Paul.
Oh, you met Paul for the first time then?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was that? In London?
It was, we hadn't left our little town of Liverpool then.
Right.
And it was at a church hall garden party. And I was performing with a mutual friend of Paul of mine, only I hadn't met Paul before. Another mutual friend who lived next door to me brought Paul along and said, you know, I think you two will get along. And we met that day, and I was doing Bebopalula that day. And it's always been one of my all-time favorites.
Well,
it hard to find the door.
from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Came from Nashville, Tennessee, oh. He smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh. He said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. Take it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door.
Do what I do.
We started out with George Harrison's Just For Today off of his Cloud Nine album. John Lennon's Bebopaloo off of his Rock and Roll album. Ringo Starr's No No Song off his Goodnight Vienna album. And we ended with Paul McCartney's You Gave Me the Answer and the Magneto and Titanium Man off of his Wings Over America Live album.
French George RCMP is reminding drivers to slow down in school zones. With children back at school, all marked school zones are 30 kilometers an hour on regular school days from 8 to 5. Also, don't stop or park on designated crosswalks, watch for pedestrians crossing the street, and always come to complete stop for a stopped school bus with lights flashing and its stop sign extended. These friendly back-to-school reminders are brought to you by the Prince George RCMP. Forecast from Environment Canada for tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy this evening, fog patches developing after midnight, a low of 2. Friday morning fog patches, then a mix of sun and cloud. Wind to the south at 20K starting in the afternoon, a high of 19. On Friday night, clear. Fog patches developing after midnight. South winds becoming light in the evening with a low of 3.
I find myself listening all the time.
I love it!
This is 93.1 CFIS-FM. Welcome back to the music you grew up with.
The third section you may or may not know, I just like to let her rip. So we're going to start off with And I Love Her from their Hard Day's Night album.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine
called a housing estate, which is like the project. There were a lot of old ladies, and I enjoyed sitting around with these older ladies because they had these great stories in this case about World War II, you know, and one in particular who I used to kind of just visit, and I'd kind of go shopping for her, you know, she couldn't get out. So anyway, so I remember her. So I had that figure in my mind of a sort of lonely old lady. And over the years, I'd met a couple of others. And I don't know, maybe their loneliness made me sort of empathize with them. But I thought it was a great character. So I started this song about lonely old lady who picks up the rice in the church, who never really gets the dreams in her life. And then I added in the priest, the vicar, Father Mackenzie. And so there was just the two characters, you know. So it was nice. It was like writing a short story.
Church where a wedding has been. Is it a dream? Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
With the Beatles. At this moment, we're flying across the American Midwest. We're right over Kansas, about 23,000 feet in the air, on the Beatles chartered airliner on our way to Cincinnati, one of the stops of this exciting 25-city coast-to-coast tour. The boys are heading east following seven electrifying performances on the West Coast. And now, 4,000 miles away from you, the guests of Melody Maker, here is John Lennon.
Hello, people. This is John Lennon. I'm thanking you for the award that you can't see. Hope you had a nice dinner. I'm traveling as one of the 40 guests with all these broadcasters. Thank you again. Here's Paul.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul speaking to you from 4,000 miles away. It's amazing, isn't it, really, what you can do when you've got a little tape. Well, we're all gathered around here thinking about you all, sitting down, having a nosh up at the Melody Maker luncheon. I'd like to thank you all for this wonderful award, deeply honoured, and all that sort of stuff. Thank you once again. Goodbye. Here's George.
Hi there, Beatle people. Expect you're wondering why we're not having lunch with you. Well, we're flying round, you see. Thanks for the award. We can't really see it, but we take it that it's going to be a nice one. I hope it is. And thanks a lot for all these awards and things. Sorry we can't come. See you soon. There's Ringo.
Hello, this is Ringo speaking. Once again, thanks for the awards. Very nice of you. And hope you're all having a good time, because we are. It's great over here. No rain or anything. And that's about it. All the best. Thanks again.
Come on.
These long sets. We started off with And I Love Her. Then we had Eleanor Rigby and Rain, a couple of cuts off of the Revolver album released back in 1966. We had She's a Woman off of Beatles for Sale, released in 1964. Interesting that there's a bit of a drug reference there. It was the first drug reference, and they were quite proud of the fact that they got away with it. It's Turn Me On When I Get Lonely, apparently, is a reference to drugs. I've Got a Feeling off of the Let It Be album, and we finished with Any Time at All from Hard Day's Night, released back in 1964. That's it for me. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next week.
Owned and operated by the Prince George Community Radio Society, you're listening to CFIS-FM Prince George, a not-for-profit community radio station broadcasting with 500 watts of power at 93.1 FM.